You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
We have like a whole lot of thank yous to issue, both for donations, but also for everybody who's making Project Down and Dirty Film Fest possible. But before we do any of that, Bradley Trainer, we were just in the middle of talking about the next thing we'd like to offer to a donor.
I'm really excited. It's the Team Cobra non-Oscar swag bag. This thing is growing by the moment. Here's what's going to be in it so far. From my end of the neighborhood, I am going to plop in there a fresh baked loaf of sourdough bread.
I've had his bread. It is fabulous.
A jar of apple butter. I just
Yum,
made a whole
also good.
Bunch of that. And a batch of my signature nuts.
And listen, everybody who has had a taste of Bradley Trainer's signature nuts knows there are no better nuts.
There are no better nuts than Bradley's signature nuts.
It's
okay.
True.
Then, Colleen, what are you adding to the mix?
Thank you for asking. As a gigantic fan of Carboni's, we eat their regularly. It is my other kitchen. I will be giving you, should you be the lucky winner, a gift certificate to Carboni's. Also, something that might be worth something, perhaps maybe someday, a baseball signed by the magical baseball playing Lindstrom brothers, Ollie and Keller.
That's awesome.
Because in case they ever make it to the majors, you'll say, I got this signed baseball.
That's awesome. I mean, it's going to be... No, it'll absolutely be worth something, and you should get Tilla to sign the thing,
too. You know what? She plays softball. Maybe I'll get her to sign a softball.
Exactly. And we were waiting to hear what Holly was going to add, and then I've got another super surprise to add to the mix. Holly, what are you adding to the Team Cobra non-Oscar swag bag that we're about to auction off, and we'll tell you the price in just a moment.
Ooh, well, I would like to add a little fashion, fashion to the grab bag. I will get you... in this grab bag, a wonderful, delightful piece of fashion, courtesy of my friends at Canine Inspired Change. I'm going to hook you up with a shirt. It's going to say dog person on it.
Nice.
Right across the front. Now, Canine Inspired Change is an organization near and dear to my heart. I am involved in it. I am the board chair of Canine Inspired Change. And they've been a friend of the station, the Betty White Challenge, the recipients of the wonderful... my talkers gave love to the organization earlier this year. So get your dog person shirt.
Fabulous. Thank you, Holly. And I just got a text from our good friend, Paul McGuire Grimes, who will be adding a piece of movie merch, if not a DVD or something from the many junkets that this man has gone on. He will be adding to our Team Cobra, since he is a part of Team Cobra non-Oscar swag bag. Here's what else you can expect from the Team Oscar non What did I say? Non-Oscar swag bag. Sorry, it's a lot of words and it's Friday and we've used a lot of words. Mm-hmm. We will also include signature selections. Do you like, you just keep using the word signature.
I know, it's
fine.
It makes
it feel special.
It does feel real fancy.
Signature selections from our Cheat Day Friday bag of tricks.
Yes.
We've got a couple things in there that we can drop in as well. We've also got
a Team Cobra t-shirt.
And that's the
so
one
that
from our most recent, I'm assuming.
I believe so.
Our most recent fair shirt.
You will get a Team Cobra shirt.
And we've got some other feelers out there as well. This thing's just going to continue to grow by the end of the show. But right now, we want to put this up for bid. And what are we calling it at?
You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say we need $750 for that.
Oh, okay.
Don't you feel like, because that's a substantial situation.
Yeah.
So if somebody can show up and donate $750, you are going to get, I mean, and like Bradley said, this will continue to grow. We are just, you know, now like brainstorming other things that we can add into this.
Well, we've already given you a lot.
We'll also write you a very nice note. Yes, exactly. So head over to mytalk1071.com, keyword project. That's how you donate to Team Colleen and Bradley for One Heartland. If you missed our interview with Lou, it'll be up on the podcast later. Lou is a former camper, now staff member at One Heartland. Lou is a counselor and spends her entire summer at One Heartland. And Lou has an infectious personality, and you really can hear how meaningful One Heartland has been for Lou and is for countless others. And you are helping. Now, one of the things Lou told us is that Lou could not pay for camp. As a result, was the recipient of a full scholarship. That's part of what your money is providing. And it costs about $1,000 to send a camper to camp at One Heartland. And so the more we raise, the more people who deserve to have an opportunity to live into their truest selves, the more people we can send to camp. And so we're asking you to be generous, to show up for people, and to send these people to camp. I do have a couple quick thank yous when we're ready.
Go for it.
Okay. So I like to say thank you, and I will read what you write in the dedication portion. I would like to say thank you to Andrea, who dedicated their donation to Katharini Jelly Beanie. Shelley gave in memory of Regis, that is a joke from yesterday. And thank you, Shelley. You made us all laugh. Jessica gave it and dedicated their donation to my trans kiddo that I'm so proud of for wholeheartedly being themselves. And that is exactly the spirit that know that One Heartland is bringing out in people.
Absolutely. So head over to mytalk1071.com. We've given you a goal for this hour. We've got another surprise that's just around the corner that we are going to give you an opportunity to bid on. Again, $750 gets you that grab bag, that non-Oscar swag bag from Team Cobra, full of all sorts of fun. And trust me when I tell you, it's going to be a super special prize, but it's all for a great cause. These kids, this is something that's more important to them than your average summer camp experience. It sticks with them for a lifetime. It helps them, grow into the people that they are. People like Lou, who we talked to, as Colleen said earlier in the show. Go listen to that podcasted episode later today if you didn't get a chance, because it reminds us why One Heartland is so incredibly important and powerful. And $1,000 gets one kid to go to camp.
So we want to be able to send as many kids as we possibly can.
$750. I can hear it out there. Somebody is literally clickety-clacking over to the website.
Moving that money around, making it liquid, and sending it our way.
And I do want to give a big fat thank you again to Hero. Hero Home Services gave us our first $2,000 match. Thanks to David at First Equity for all the incredible financial support for Project Down and Dirty.
Absolutely.
And thanks to all the organizations and all of the businesses who are pulling together to help as many people as possible over this week. And it's just wrapping up today. Today is the last day. You're not going to hear us talk about it on Monday. We will. But the big push, it'll be in between a bunch of other stuff that we have to get back to in the world of pop culture. But this is the moment, and you still have the chance to see all the fruits of all of our labor for the last week. Project Down and Dirty Film Fest tonight. How do they do that, Colleen?
They go to head over. We just have like one large center for all of this. It's at mytalk1071.com. Keyword project, or you can just click on the picture right there on the front page, and it'll tell you everything you need to know about how you can be a part of tonight, how you can be a part of donating to all of our wonderful organizations that we are donating money to. And when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, Bradley, you alluded to this. Usually on Fridays, we cheat, right?
It's true.
Well, we're not going to eat anything today, but we're going to unveil an opportunity for you to cheat with us when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
Holly Roberts.
Yeah,
the three of us are Team Cobra, and we have worked hard alongside a full crew and all of our colleagues to put together what we believe is kind of going to be an entertaining, really funny film tonight for Project Down and Dirty Film Fest. I am so excited to see what other people have put together. It's going to be a really fun night, but we don't just do this for fun. That is a bonus. That it is fun. But Bradley, why do we do Project Down and Dirty?
We do it for charity. Our charitable organization is One Heartland. This is one opportunity to shine a light on an amazing organization doing great work. Well, frankly, year in and year out with young people who, well, don't always have access to or the opportunity to experience, you know, a camp getaway. That like many of us maybe had when we were kids.
I do want to say thank you to Amy, who gave dedicated to all the amazing future campers whose lights will shine in this world. And I don't think you could have said that any better. That is part of what One Heartland does, is they help young people really live into their true selves. And that's the future. That is the future. And so, Amy, thank you for your donation. And also a reminder, we have one thing on offer right now to a person or group, I should say, because, you know, you might be at work and you might be thinking, like, I don't know if I have $750, but I could probably cobble together a bunch of people to do a $750 donation. We're giving something away for that, right, Brad?
$750 gets you the Team Cobra non-Oscar swag bag, and that is full of all sorts of amazing stuff. In that swag bag, you're going to get things like a fresh baked loaf of my sourdough bread,
yes,
some apple butter, and my signature nuts.
Yeah.
Along with a Carboni's gift card from Colleen, a baseball signed by her wonderfully talented sons, and Holly is adding to the mix some canine-inspired change fashion.
Fashion!
Our good friend Paul McGuire Grimes has submitted some wonderful movie content. We don't know exactly what that is yet, but we'll find out later on the show. Plus, we also have Cheat Day Friday grab bag.
Goodies
that are currently in our Cheat Day Friday grab bag. And a Team Cobra t-shirt. All of those things will go to a person or persons who donate $750.
Now, because today is Friday, and usually at this time on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we put a little something in our mouths. Mike, I'm going to ask you to roll that cheat day open because we are going to unveil something here.
Dirty, rotten cheetah.
Cheat day taste test.
Stick this in your mouth.
You can stick something in your mouth.
Not us, but with us, we are offering you, dear My Talker, something very special. Right, Colleen?
Yeah, it is the opportunity to come in studio and do cheat day with us. However, not just do cheat day with us. You get to be the person who makes the choice about what we are having for cheat day. And then you get to come into the studio, sit with us during the cheat day experience. You get to give whatever that cheat day experience is, however many cobras you think it deserves. And we're going to give you that opportunity, but you gotta show up and help us here.
Yeah, so that you come, you decide, we'll give you plenty of options. If you've got a special request, we'll make our, you know, we'll do our best to make it happen. Whatever it is that will make your Cheat Day Friday experience the best ever, we will endeavor to make it happen. If you want to do it for someone else as a gift, that would be super awesome as far as we're concerned. And not only can you be in the studio with us, we'll make, you know, that Cheat Day Friday experience available to you, and we'll make sure you go home with some wonderful parting gifts as well. Now, how much are we doing the Cheat Day Friday in studio experience?
It's Cheat Day.
It's Cheat Day.
It's a big
ultimate
deal.
Team Cobra experience.
Yeah, Holly? And I hope you make it delicious. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, Holly's got, she's got... She's got conditions for you.
She's like the Kim Kardashian.
She's like, it's fine, but it better be good.
I mean, I, you know, you might, there might be a generous sadist out there, and
I don't
know.
Care. You want us to eat durian food
yeah,
again?
Listen,
I will.
Listen,
you want us to try something crazy? I will.
If you're going to donate in order to make this happen, I'll put anything in my mouth.
$1,000.
$1,000.
You pick it. We get it.
You pick it. We lick it.
You pick it, we lick it, whatever it is.
Yes.
Well, okay. Well, like for food and cheap day, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. $1,000, you and a friend. Let's make it. You and a friend can come in for the day. We're going to blow your minds.
We absolutely will.
And your taste buds.
Right out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what you have to do. Go to mytalk1071.com, keyword project. Dedicate. Donate to One Heartland on behalf of the Colleen and Bradley Show as part of our fundraising effort for My Talk's Project Down and Dirty Film Fest. So we got two things. We got two high ticket items.
Yep.
Like for you to have, but we need your help.
And I know that's a lot, but like I said, you and a friend, for example, on the cheat day, you can both go in 5 hundos, and that, you know, so then it's 1,000. So, you know, donate 1,000, go in together. You're going to have that tandem cheat day experience. That same with the gift bag. If you and a friends, as Colleen said, want to go in on it together, there's plenty in that bag for everyone because it is a big, fat, non-Oscar swag bag.
Yes.
And,
divvy it up.
Divvy it up however you want. Now, that $1,750 gets almost two kids to go to camp, so seems reasonable, seems totally plausible.
Absolutely.
I know we can do that, but we got to get moving because we are halfway through the show, and we've got a big, fat goal, and we are, frankly, not going to get there if my talkers don't step up right now. And remember, we're not doing this on Monday. We don't have after 3 o'clock today.
Nope, this is it.
3 o'clock comes, and I am walking out this door with Colleen and Holly, and we are heading over to the reunion show.
It's true. So, We're at a little bit of we've stalled a little bit, which concerns me. But I do want to say thank you to Amy I already said thank you to Amy, but I'll say it twice. But I do want to say thank you to Shelley, who just showed up and put in a donation. And I would love to see. Sometimes I think I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Sometimes I think we think we have to do something huge in order to make a difference. It doesn't have to be huge. It doesn't have to be three digits.
Listening, and I know you've heard this 1,000 times, you guys, but like literally, if you just stop what you're doing, I mean, how easy is it today to do this? Clickety clack on your phone, you're done. Move about your business a few bucks.
Yes.
If everybody did that, we'd be blown past our goal before the top of the hour.
So, you know what we're going to do? We're going to talk to you more when we come back.
Lucky!
On the Colleen and Bradley Show. We might have a D-bag. You don't know, but it's going to be fun. I can promise you that after this on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1.
Here on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. Streaming live, doing everything entertainment and Project Down and Dirty style. At mytalk1071.com. Watch us live on YouTube. Head over to our website, mytalk1071.com. Buy those tickets so you can see the fruits of our film labors tonight. And make a contribution for Team Cobra's charitable partner, One Heartland.
Yeah.
Holly Roberts, where are we currently in our goal of raising $10,000 just today? Not total, just today.
Just today. Well, in total, we have raised $9,805.
We are getting there, but
we've got a stretch.
We've got a very long way to go in the remaining hour and a half of our show, but I know we can get there. And Holly, there are two ways we've made it easier and, well, tastier, more delicious for my talkers to jump in and support a great organization like One Heartland. What is one of those options?
Well, one of those options is being the very special curator of a very special Cheat Day Friday experience on the Colleen and Bradley Show. Yes.
Signature Cheat Day Friday experience.
Signature Cheat Day Friday experience.
Just for you.
Yeah, sounds like a name of a sheet set at Kmart from 1987.
We're going to be your Cheat Day concierge, essentially, right? Like, we're going to give you a full Cheat Day experience.
Yeah, well, and that you have an opportunity to give us a Cheat Day experience of your choice.
Well, you will have the, you, dear listener, will have the option of telling us exactly what you want to cheat, and we will provide it for you.
Yes.
So whatever it is that floats your boat, if there's a specific item or if it's just like, hey, I want pizza, we'll make sure it's some kind of Pizza Cheat Day Friday experience.
Yeah,
whatever it is you want, we will provide it for you. And in addition to that, you can bring a friend along for the day. We will give you a tour of the MyTalk 107.1 studios.
Ooh.
And we're going to give you some parting gifts as well, right, Colleen?
Absolutely. We will give you parting gifts. What those are, you will find out.
Well, you get a t-shirt. We'll give you some snacks. Yeah. You'll have all sorts of fun things
to take gonna
with you.
It's going to be a great experience. However, we can't just give it away.
No.
This is worth something.
It's worth a lot, actually.
It's worth a lot. It's worth a big donation. And Bradley, what are we asking people to donate?
$1,000 gets you the signature concierge-level Team Cobra experience for you and a friend.
Concierge-level.
Yes.
Yes. We also had something else that we were offering.
Absolutely. It's the Team Cobra non-Oscar swag bag that's full of all sort of Team Cobra fun-tabulous deliciousness, including but not limited to the following items. A loaf of freshly baked sourdough bread, a jar of specially made signature apple butter. I'm just saying signature for everything. It's my apple butter and a batch of my my tasty nuts. Put them in your mouth.
It's true.
You're gonna love them.
Look at Grant wants them.
Grant, you do want some.
You're gonna have to donate.
Trust me when I tell
you.
They're a little sweet. They're a little salty, just like me. Now, in addition to that, Colleen, what are you putting in that non-Oscar swag bag?
I, as you know, am a big fan of Carboni's Pizza. You will get a Carboni's Pizza gift card and a baseball signed by my very talented baseball playing kids.
Aww.
That may be worth something someday.
Holly, what you throwing in the mix?
I'm throwing in a little canine-inspired change dog person merch. Yes, you can be wearing one of the most comfortable t-shirts you will ever own in your life, courtesy of the local nonprofit Canine-Inspired Change.
We are putting together, and this item up for bid, by the way, is also going to include something from our friend Paul McGuire Grimes from Paul's Trip to the Movies, perhaps movie merchandise, perhaps movie memorabilia. You don't know. A lot of stuff is going to be in the Team Cobra non-Oscar swag bag. You just have to make a donation of $750. Dear B. Arthur, what are you putting in our swag bag? Thank you.
Oh, I don't know. A car.
What?
Don't you can't put it in the car. Don't say that.
No.
Well, you didn't
mean that we put her on the spot.
I totally wanted to put you on the spot.
I mean, you could put a Hot Wheel in there.
But I bet you B. Arthur will stick something in that swag bag, and you know.
It might be illegal, but you don't know that.
It might be illegal. Did you hear that, people?
She's putting.
It's on the record.
$750 for that experience, $1,000 for the concierge level cheat day Friday for you and a friend experience. And.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I have a concern.
Oh, what's your concern?
We seem to have stalled again.
Oh.
And it's really important. B. Arthur.
I feel like her actual name is
that's your real name, and I don't know if we call you that. Is there anything that you can tell our listeners to motivate them to show up? I don't want to say that we've been working hard, but I want you to say that we've been working hard.
They've been working so hard. So hard. And if you don't do this, then I'm sorry to be breaking it to you this way. We're going to walk you off the end of a dock. And do you swim?
No, not very. Not
okay,
not
great. I do.
I don't like being wet.
So that'll be sad.
Are we going on a cruise? Is that what you're saying?
deep nope. Dark water.
No, she definitely like is not sending like us on water. A cruise.
No, B. Arthur, just thanks, B. Arthur.
Okay.
Here's the truth. $1,000 gets a camper to camp for the year. $9,800 right now. We're about 10 kids in. We need to get another 10 kids to camp before we leave today. Otherwise, we're out of a job.
Otherwise, our boss is throwing us off the end of
but
the plane.
We've been here before, and I know that the last hour is going to go like gangbusters. At least, my talkers, you have done this for us each and every year. This is now my 11th project down and dirty. We were around for the first one, but not really a part of the experience. Wow, I'm just having flashbacks. But in those 11-plus years, we've learned that my talkers are more special than anyone. And we're not saying that. It's like every time I'm like, oh, I don't know. I don't. Self-doubt is like a real thing. But time and time again, my talkers wake up and they're like, you know, I've got some pretty awesome things in my life. And I know that I can help in a way that a lot of people can't.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why my talk is so special to me, because we have that relationship. We share with you needs because we know that it's a powerful thing we do here on the radio. And in turn, you know, you guys keep us informed with, you know, the needs of the community. I mean, it really is a reciprocal relationship. And that's why I say I'm confident that we can make that $10,000 goal by the end of the day and think about all those kids.
Yes.
Who just will have their lives transformed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The first camp experience will set them on a path. Like, think about where Lou was. Mm-hmm. She had just come out to one parent, wasn't able to come out to another parent. And then they like went forward into the world not having to fear whatever the future was going to bring.
Right.
Thanks to the confidence and the community that they experienced at Camp Heartwell, specifically Camp True Colors. But yeah,
you know, speaking of community, so you know, I this is not a fully baked thought, like your bread will be, Bradley, in that non-Oscar swag bag, but you know, I'm thinking about community. I'm thinking about the way that One Heartland creates community. I'm thinking about the way that we here at My Talk value community and love to raise money for the community. And I'm honestly thinking about the way it is the community that comes together to donate these amazing figures that we are seeing show up. And it really does take the community. And so if you are a person who's thinking like, I got $5 to give, you know, if there's 100 of you that has $5 yeah. to give, that makes a huge dent. So don't think, you know, any amount is not enough. It is enough. Even if you're thinking to yourself, I really just don't have a lot of money in my bank account right now. How much loose change do you have in your car?
Yeah.
How much loose change can you find in the cushions of your couch? You know, pull that together and throw that in the kitty. It'll come back to you tenfold.
Also, I just got one of these texts. I don't know. I'm sure you get these all the time from like a particular political something or other.
Mm-hmm. I got one of those earlier.
I get them so often now.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I'm BFFs with some of
like,
these folks.
Hey, it's, and you get this text and it's like, hey, it's blank, and I have a pretty wild update.
Oh, really?
Tell me about it.
Something tells me your opponent is raising more money than you, or a new poll just came out
right,
and says that you're behind, and if we give you a certain amount of money, you'll be able to do your thing. Look, politics is important. We don't talk about it on the show, but like it's a thing. It's real. But my Lord, you know, I can think of something I know we don't have to send you a mass text about,
mm-hmm.
that we don't have to pretend we are friends. We don't have to pretend we know you,
mm-hmm.
because I know my talkers. We have relationships with my talkers. You know that this is real. This is something that when you show up and make a contribution and we ask, this is not some, you know, like you don't have to worry about where the money's going.
Right.
You don't have to worry about who's on the other end of the phone.
Yes.
It's us. It's One Heartland, a part of our community. Like, we've been doing this for 12 years.
Yeah.
It is a known quantity, and you can feel confident that your $5. I'm not telling you to not support the things that matter to you in politics, but like in this moment when everybody's trying to grab, you know, your money for whatever campaign experience mm-hmm. they're doing, we're over here working for people to try to make a real difference in their life. And we know. Like, we don't, it's not like if we win, then maybe this will happen.
Right.
We know these kids will be able to go to camp, period,
yeah.
because of your support.
Your money is actually going to do something. It's going to move the needle for One Heartland. And let me give you a couple ideas. Maybe you've got somebody in your life who's really difficult to buy for, and they've got a birthday or a big day coming up, and you're thinking, like, gosh, what do you get the person who has everything? Why don't you donate to One Heartland on behalf of Team Colleen and Bradley for My Talks down in Project Down in Dirty Film Fest? Put their name in the dedication. Say it's for their birthday or whatever. We will sing happy birthday. We'll do something. You can then clip that from our podcast and send it to them and be like, yeah. There you go. I got Colleen and Bradley to sing happy birthday to you. You're welcome. And also, I said, help send a kid. Yeah, sure. I'll help send a kid to camp as well. Okay, let me really quickly say some thank yous to Laura, who gave dedicated to Because Sleepaway Camp Rules.
Oh, totally.
Right?
There's nothing like your first sleepaway camp.
The best. Lindsay gave dedicated to My Talkers and hosts, making this an amazing and entertaining fundraiser. And thank you to Jennifer for a really wonderful donation as well. Just go to mytalk1071.com, keyword project, to make those donations. We really want to see this move.
We've been talking a lot about donations. I do want to just remind people what we've actually been up to. And pardon me if I'm getting in the way of something.
No, it's
but
all
at some
good.
Point, I think we should revisit what we've just experienced this week.
Oh, yeah.
And where it's headed tonight.
Okay, let's do that when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1.
Here at My Talk.
Thank you so much, Mike. And thank you for all the hard work you're doing back at the station. Especially when we get knocked off the air and you have to punt. You did a great job today. And all week. So thank you. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
Holly Roberts.
Hi.
The three of us comprise Team Cobra. And Bradley, before we get to kind of telling people about kind of what we've been through all week, I want to say a couple thank yous.
Let's do it.
Because we broke a big barrier here.
Yeah.
We went over the $10,000 mark.
We got there.
Yes.
But wait, there's more. But give the thank yous first.
Yes. Okay. So I want to say thank you to Amanda, who gave in honor of everyone who doesn't know who they are or what to do for the future. Boy, is that something relatable. And that is a wonderful sentiment to go along with a great donation. Thank you to Carrie or Kari. I don't want to say it wrong. To Terry, who dedicated...
I'm just kidding.
Terry, who dedicated, or Terai, to campers, because camp is such a special time.
Yes, it is.
And again, thank you to anybody who did not want to be named on the air, who goes by the very popular name Anonymous.
Anonymous. We're at $10,095. Where are we headed, Colleen?
We are trying to get over $18,000.
We're
closer
getting there.
Thank you. We are going to do it, and we're going to do it together because we have you, My Talkers, to help us push forward to that goal. We set a goal at the beginning of the show today. We said we were at about $8,700. We said $10,000. We want to actually raise $10,000 more for One Heartland. We have just over an hour to do it, you guys.
$8,000 in an hour. We've done it before. We'll do it again.
We're going to do it.
We've given you two things to bid on that are high ticket items. And I know that's not for everybody. Every amount counts. But for those who can afford $750, you're going to get a Team Cobra non-Oscar swag bag full of all sorts of amazing things. We'll tell you about those a little later. But wait, there's more. For $1,000, you and a friend get the concierge level Team Cobra Cheat Day Friday experience. You come into the station, we provide you whatever cheat day experience you want. We send you home with a cheat day grab bag. It's not for everyone.
No.
But for those it's for.
It's for you.
Yep.
So, mytalk1071.com, keyword project. If 750 gets you that non-Oscar swag bag, 1,000 gets you the cheat day experience. We've got more up our sleeve. Colleen, let's tell people what we have been through and why, or I should say, in service of the money we've been raising, what have we actually accomplished this week?
I am stunned at how much we accomplished this week. So the first thing to know is that typically when we do Project Down and Dirty, it's really compressed into like 3 or 4 days. We started a little bit early, and we really started with a bang. Project Down and Dirty Film Fest this year. We were, so the first day, we started on Monday night. That's when we started during the show on Monday.
Yep.
Shooting for our film.
We really started, like, I don't want to be too, particular about it, but we started last week actually writing scripts. Each of us took the job of writing a particular piece of a script. Then we came together on Monday.
Yes. And when we came together on Monday, we started filming during the show. So each of us kind of took a moment to pop out and do a little bit of the audio that we wanted. And, well, there was video, too, that we wanted to start our whole storytelling process with. And then after the show, we all hightailed it over to my house, where we used my house as the set for one of the vignettes, shall we say. And then after that, we had another vignette that was meant to be shot at night. And that was the vignette on a very cold night.
Proper attire was not available.
Not really.
Well, for me it was, but that's because I had a blanket in the back of my car.
And you were the director.
And I was directing, so I didn't need to have a costume.
And poor Holly had to wear a skirt. So she had exposed undercarriage, and it was a cold night.
Look, we made the summer to fall transition sometime last week, and it was just not mentally in my mind that it was going to be nearly as chilly as it was.
Agreed. It was an abrupt situation.
Yeah. What was the most fun you had on Monday night as we filmed on the side of a road?
Listen, I'm not going to lie. I had fun all night on Monday, even though it ended up being really late. Like, I think I didn't get home till midnight.
No.
That was a very long, long day. But I never wasn't having fun. And that was kind of the cool part.
Was there something in particular that popped out on Monday night? I mean, I can tell you what ours
tell yours.
You can tell us what you think, but I just think putting a mustache on Colleen and watching her go.
Yep.
That's all I needed.
The transformation.
Yeah.
The transformation. Now, I guess we can. It's safe to say, you know, the photos are online right now.
They're out there.
Yeah, Sergeant Lindstrom, man.
She was a sheriff's deputy.
Police.
Technically
that's what the badge
speaking,
says.
But
we were laughing so hard, and I want everyone to experience the level of laughter that we shared filming this movie.
Yeah.
I want everyone to experience that.
I really think they're going to. I mean, I hope. I did have these moments last night where I was like, what if the film goes up and people are like, what?
Well, that
because
also,
I will
that
tell
will
you,
yes.
I will tell you that when I was in college and we did make a film for J-Term, the film crew, we had so much fun. And then when we went to show our film, people were like, oh, that was great. That was fine. That was good. You guys did great. And we're like, what?
Yeah.
How is this not like winning all the Academy Awards? Because we had so much fun in the process. Now, look, I know because so many people have been involved that actually know what they're doing.
Right.
Beyond the three of us boobs.
Right.
That I'm confident that people are going to laugh. But I did have that moment of self-doubt.
No, I've been having it on and off. We did laugh so hard. Yeah. And you do get that. We have this situation all the time, right? Where we go, like, do we think this is funnier than everybody else is going to think? And I've been worried about that.
I got outside counsel on this.
Oh, you did? Okay,
Holly,
do enlighten, please.
Because I was concerned about this. Were we just self-amusing each other to pieces?
Or
is this like a legitimate piece of comedic art? Now, I asked our filmmakers.
Okay, there's a real, like a lot. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just going to say I saw bits of it yesterday. I was like, we could pitch this for a real TV show.
Agreed.
Anyway,
agreed.
I asked Ryan, our director of photography, and I asked Josh, our editor. I was like, okay, so don't blow smoke up my skirt, but I'm asking you, is this legitimately funny or is this just like an inside baseball joke? And I talked to Ryan, the director of photography, and he said he and his wife were watching the footage from Monday night and she couldn't stop laughing.
Oh,
that's great.
Good.
So, yes.
Good.
Boy, I'm really glad to hear that because, again, like you said, you run this risk of really getting so insulated in the process that you think, well, we think this is really funny. And everybody can, I think, relate to that when you're out with a girlfriend or, you know, a bunch of friends and you're laughing about something and you're thinking nobody outside of this circle is going to think this is as funny as we think it is.
And part of that is because like the things that made us laugh are the things that we know about each other that not everybody else knows. So sometimes I think, and we've learned this with our show, you just have to let the listeners know that we're in, like, we have to let them in on the joke, right? So, like, telling you why we think this is fun. Okay, like...
Oh! I know.
What?
I just had the moment.
What?
I just had the moment.
What?
We're excited.
Why?
Because somebody donated $1,000.
What?
But their name is anonymous, and so we have to figure out who it is so that we can get... Thank you. Pew, pew. So that we can get them that cheat day experience.
Yes, if you want it. I mean, maybe they don't want
maybe
it.
They don't
but
want
if they
it.
Do want it, we will make it available. So if you just donated $1,000... please contact us, you know, on our show page.
Yes, we won't name you on the air
the
if you don't want.
Yeah. Contact promotions. You can stay anonymous. We don't have to.
We
tell
don't need
anybody.
To announce it. But we are at $11,270.
We're going to get there.
Heartland
camp.
I know.
One kid
camper
went to camp.
I'm so excited. Okay, when we come back, more of this. We're going to do things. There's so much stuff. Just please play with us. We'll be back after this.
For 9 years, a dangerous man terrorized women, breaking into homes and raping his victims before killing a brilliant young scientist in 1998.
The more the victims resisted, the more violent he became.
Then he suddenly stops, leaving police with a lot of clues and one unknown subject.
I'm Paul Wagner. Join me October 4th for Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast series. Search American Nightmare Podcast on all podcast platforms.